This is the People's Front Room Collective. Hello and welcome to PFR podcast number 7. I'm here with Clayton Lawrence Blizzard the First.
You sure are.
The wonderful Alba Torreset.
Hello.
And Mr. James Graydog Graham.
Hello.
Graydog.
So we've got some wonderful music coming up for you today, including Wovoka Gentle, which we're going to start with shortly. But I'd like to say before that we've got a wonderful feature from Alba about a night that she's done recently called Raise Your Voice for Refugees at Mr. Wolf's. So we'll be following up with a beautiful feature about that. But we're going to start off right away with Wovoka Gentle and their track called They Mostly Come at Night Mostly. Can you
That was Wovoka Gentle with They Mostly Come at Night Mostly, which doesn't have a comma in it, so you need to say it very straight and flat like I did. It's not, they mostly come at night, mostly.
That's great.
Which it would be if it had a comma in it, but there's no comma.
I don't know what that's about, but it's a great tune.
I think it's a really good title, and I like the song a lot.
It sounds a bit like Tame Impala. It's that sort of like modern synth pop.
And slightly okay. Fleet yeah. Foxes, I was thinking, with yeah, all the harmonies,
yeah,
which is nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It reminded me of some older stuff as well, like Granddaddy and Sparkle Horse
nice.
Bands that sort of mix up and do make... produce the vocals in a sort of odd kind of way, and have a lot of listening to Wovoka Gentle over the last week, as I have been, they sound a bit like those bands because they sort of mix acoustic string instruments and some sort of synthy odd sounds. They mix the two really nice.
Yeah,
which is good.
Mash up.
And it's cool because me and Alba are playing a gig with them tomorrow.
Oh, there's the plug.
Yeah.
Go on, son.
Who are you playing with, Alba?
I'm playing with my wonderful band, who is made up of Lloyd Starr, Jai Widdowson-Jones,
yeah.
and Paul Hopkins.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're really excited. It's our first gig in Bristol for a while. And I've never played at Louisiana before.
Brilliant.
So
Louisiana.
I'm really excited to play there.
Great sound.
It's a good place to play.
Great sound.
Very good sound. That's what they all say. And it is true.
And also... we're playing with you.
Oh, check the segue,
really, really
ladies and gentlemen. That was smooth. Tom, you're playing tomorrow night as well, aren't you?
I am playing with my new band, The
First
Desert.
First gig.
Whoa, nice. Mm. Looking forward to seeing it. Tell us about the band.
So we've got, it's me and Gina.
Big shout out, Gina Leonard.
Big shout out, Gina. And she sings and plays acoustic. I play acoustic and synth. And then we've got a bassist, Ryan Rogers, who also plays synth, and a drummer, Joe. Second name I don't even know, I don't think. I found him on Gumtree.
It's not
so.
You.
Yeah.
You dirty stopper.
He's just Joe Drummer on my phone. So. But he's got a sample pad, so it's quite sort of like folky. It's not really folky at all. It's like acoustic meets electronic.
It's that mix I was talking about before with certain bands I really like. So I'm really looking forward to seeing it, listeners. But I'm looking forward to seeing it tomorrow, the day after we record this. But of course, when you hear this, that's in the past. So it's both in the future and in the past at the same time. Yeah?
And the next track we've got is by a band called Snazback.
Quantum, motherfucker!
And it's called Priorities.
This is the People's Front Room Podcast, yeah?
And that was Snazbag with their newest track, Priorities.
They were at the recent PFR takeover, weren't they, Tom, down in Hastings, your hometown?
Correct, indeed. And you can also find them busking in Bristol Town Centre a lot, can't you? They're down in the fountains a lot. And yeah, Chris has got this amazing, the drummer, Chris Langton's got this amazing contraption where he manages to fit a whole drum kit on the back of a bicycle.
That is impressive.
Yeah, it's well cool. He's a brilliant drummer as well.
Yeah, man.
They're all great.
Yeah, I really enjoyed their set at the takeover.
Yeah, it's banging. Yeah,
it's great.
So, next up, we've got an Ephemerals track. Anyone heard of the Ephemerals here?
Rings a bell.
Aren't they called?
the Demphemerals.
Demphemerals.
Gemphemerals. We've got one of them here. We're only mucking about with you, ladies and gentlemen. One of them's right here. He's called James Graham. Give it up.
This is actually my second appearance on the PFR podcast.
Oh.
I feel great to be back.
Third, isn't it?
It could be. I don't know. I lost count.
he doesn't know what he's doing day to day, everyone. So, we're going to play one of your songs, James.
Yes.
One of the Ephemerals tunes. You want to tell us about it?
And if we could, we'd say, is what it's called. If we could, we'd say.
Oh, if we could, but we can't, so let's just cut it here.
Yeah.
Tom, stop recording, we're finished, we can't say.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a spokesperson for the writer, really.
Okay, well, you are, so bring
yeah. And he lives on a boat.
Nice.
Yeah, and the song is about moving away from the city and all what that brings. Mm. All of the joy that he's experienced from his retreat from London town.
Okay.
And I think he makes some good points. I think what he's saying is, I know him very well, and you know, I can, whenever I hear this song, I just... It's his personality in the song, basically. And I think everybody can take a little bit from it. And I think that's why it's a great song. Because we all feel the smog, the overpopulation, sure. The stresses of city life.
Sure.
Weighing us down from day to day. I need a better job. I need a better place to live. I need a better. But really, just go and spend some days out in Chew Magna.
You know? Sure. A heartfelt advertiser there for Chew Magna.
At the moment, we're experiencing difficulties in Bristol, definitely with the more people moving to the city and more people having a struggle with finding somewhere to live.
Prices rising.
Yes. And what it's saying is the way that we can beat them is we can just leave. There's some great places all around the whole country which are far more beautiful and peaceful and cheaper. And because now we all carry iPhones around with us which connect us to the rest of the world, do we really need to spend all of our time in the big city?
It's a protest against urbanisation.
It is.
Of capitalism.
Exactly. Yes.
Not a solution to the housing crisis as such, but it does sound like on an individual level, you know.
Well, let's put it on. Let's put it on. Let's see what it's about.
And is it off a new album?
It is.
Out?
Yeah.
Good. What's the album called?
That's Open Up a Can of Worms. I mean, it's called Egg Tooth. Do you want me to? I mean, it's a big. People say, what's Egg Tooth? What is it? What does it mean?
Let's not go into that now.
No, let's not.
This is the track. And if we could, we'd say.
Say, future's in your hands, so hold on to your iPhone. Leave the city and find your own way home. You ain't gotta flip no burgers, push sales further, or be a coffee server. You ain't gotta answer no calls, man the stalls, or get broken balls. Creatives, leave the city, and leave all that shitty to the city creeps. Rushing on those polluted streets, running in pipes under our feet. We looked at the natural world and built nothing in this image. Are you still looking up at those concrete squares and glass towers? Hoping one day they'll blossom like flowers in the hippie's hair. Creative people, how much longer can you stare? Tell me you're not tired of moving to the latest gritty neighborhood, only to find this new place to be at. Cool enough for rich folks to put a luxury flat when you hang your hat, move out the city. Move off a dry line altogether, be afloat. Do your emails and flip-flops on your boat, where the pigs won't bother you when you smoke, leave the city. I'm not saying be alone, just give your mind time to think and grow. Creatives, wireless communication has been invented. You don't physically have to be standing next to the person who's telling you what to draw, how to film, when to play. You'll still have a boss though, I'm afraid I can't make that go away. But you can ignore them for one more day if you leave the city. Kick aside your 9-to-5 and be alive. Live your dream by the riverside, leave the city. Leave the debt, destruction, and corruption. You deserve better than being robbed in the confusion. Forced to give the man back the money you sold your soul to earn. Creative people, now it's our turn. Cause we were born, not invented. Alive, not rented. Allowed, not prevented. So leave the city.
Yeah, that was If We Could, We'd Say. And I'd just like to add, it just reminded me of this conversation I was having with Nick. When he said he was calling Trevor, our manager, on the phone, and he calls him a lot of the time when he's on his boat. And he says, oh, sorry, Trev, you know, the electricity's not working again, or like I've got to go out and empty the toilet again. And then Trevor just quotes him with all of the things that he said on the track. That's like, well, you know, you got to leave the city, man. You know, you got to leave the city. And it's funny, yeah.
And where there's a story behind the sax melody, isn't there?
The sax melody comes from a homeless man that lives around Soho, who has a cone, and every day he picks up the cone and sings the melody through the cone, and that's the melody that the sax plays at the start of the track.
Is it the same one every day that he sings through the cone?
Da 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 da. Same one every day.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Cool, man. So yeah, thanks, James. That was Ephemerals.
So, Alba Torreset.
Hello. Woo!
Would you like
Welcome
to tell-
the building.
A little. Tell us a little bit about the wonderful night that you put on called Raise Your Voice for Refugees recently.
Yeah, so myself And Faith Gager Roscoe and Lucy Bowles.
Big up Faith, big up Lucy.
All part of the People's Front Room. We wanted to put on this night to raise money specifically for the fire that destroyed, I think it's like 80% of the Dunkirk camp.
Wow.
That was housing a lot of refugees that have been waiting to get over to the UK. Me and Faith had been over to Calais to help out a few times. I've been twice and Faith came over as well. And then I heard news of this awful fire that happened. I think it was back in April.
So the last, when was the last time you were there? It was before the fire,
was it? I was in February, yeah. So I went in December and then again in February. And I was really, really gutted because I really wanted to go over and help because they're in desperate need of volunteers, but it's just hard to go over to take time out to be able to do it. So I talked about putting on a night to raise some money with the girls, and it was really lovely because Lucy completely like ran with the idea and booked us in a date at Mr. Wolves in Bristol, in the centre of Bristol, and then that was it. We were like, okay, so we've got a night. Let's let's make something good of it.
And it was a massive success, wasn't it?
And it was a massive success. It was really wonderful because, like I was saying, yeah, it was just kind of our idea, and we're obviously really passionate about it, but we weren't expecting everybody else to be so on board and so willing to help and so generous with their time and money and efforts. So it's been a really positive experience, and we've managed to raise loads of money. So
wow.
Been able to do a bit of good, even so we haven't been able to be out there and help.
Amazing.
So,
Clayton, you played at the night, didn't you?
Oh, I did, yeah.
You were there.
Not only did I played with the one and only James, Grey Dog Graham.
Also in the room.
But
that was really lovely because, you know, I called you up and you were actually going to be abroad until the day before.
Yeah.
And you guys hadn't played together since summer, but you were so up for it and that was so wonderful.
Yeah, it was great. I was just very happy to be involved. Yeah, and we... That's me, Clayton Blizzard, and the boys from marketing.
The boys from marketing.
Which is James Graydor Graham on the keys. And we had Jai Woodison-Jones on the drums on the evening, and both the lads were very happy to be involved. So that was great. And yeah, it was the first gig we played for ages, and it was really good fun.
It was great, yeah. It was lovely. We had three different bands, so obviously you and another band called Feel Good Experiment, which I think they're like an 8-9 piece.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. And Little Thief, who are always really good fun. So
big up, Little Thief.
Real diverse mix of music. And then we had this incredible raffle as well, which, again, people were so unbelievably generous with, donating. We went round local Bristol designers and venues, restaurants, cafes, the theatre, Tobacco Factory Theatre, and we've got the raffle to end all raffles, basically.
Nice.
And we'll be giving you details of that a little bit later on.
Yeah. So all of that put together made for a really successful night, raised loads of money.
It was great, wasn't it? It was really busy.
It was.
I mean, Thursday night at Mr. Wolf's. You know, sometimes you think, Will anyone come? Will they only come sort of later on? It's one of those late opening places, isn't it? Sometimes it doesn't fill up until...
People don't come until like midnight.
Everyone else starts to close, you know, and then they come there because it's open later. But it was really busy right from the start. I mean, we started and there was like... I think someone was saying to me, oh, it's a shame there's not many people here. But then what we realised is when we actually started playing, everyone came in from the other sort of side of the room. For it's almost like it's not quite two separate rooms, but you've got the band room at the back with the stage, and then as soon as we started, everyone kind of came in and got involved, and it was really good. And then by the time Little Thief played towards the end of the night, it was really busy.
Yeah
it was great. So big ups to everyone involved, and particularly organisers Alba, Lucy and Faith. Good work.
Yeah, lovely.
Should we hear a little bit from the Feel Good Experiment?
Absolutely. Yeah So the music all night was fantastic, and this is the Feel Good Experiment right now, live and direct.
Live and direct!
It's not actually live.
It's not live.
Playing off YouTube.
It's recorded. It's not direct either. It's recorded into something and then played.
This is the Feel Good Experiment, inadvertent and pre-recorded.
Indirect. Pre-recorded and indirect. We'll be right back.
amazing, the Feel Good Experiment, with their song Lobo, which was recorded live at SoFar Sessions in Bristol a couple of years back. Alba, what was your inspiration for raising that money? You said that you'd been to Dunkirk, was it, or Calais?
Oh, I'd been to Calais, helping in the warehouses there. But yeah, like I say, the whole reason I wanted to do this was because I follow Help Refugees and I get updates sent to me via email. And after the fire, obviously, I got emails coming through and seeing updates, and it's just pretty bad what's going on out there at the moment. And I think, you know, when the jungle was in full flow in Calais, there was so much in the media about it, and, you know, they were reporting constantly about it, and I felt like people knew what was going on a lot more, you know, it was just, there was news. But that's kind of just all stopped, and since the jungle was taken apart, like, people, when I said I was going out to Calais, you know, back in December, people were like, why are you going out there? Well, you know, I thought everything's done there. But it's just because it's not getting any media attention anymore. But actually, they're in, like, dire straits, really, with need for help, because they're very much still working out there. There's hundreds of displaced refugees still waiting, like I said, in this Dunkirk camp. I think there was about 1,700-800 people there. Now they are all displaced because their camp has burnt down.
And there's been no provision made. That's the thing. When they shut when they closed down the jungle, they didn't say, you know, the conditions here are terrible, here's a place to live that's safe. They just said, you've just got to go get out.
Yeah, so, well, just if everyone was kind of dispersed randomly, I know that there's quite big problems in Paris of people sleeping rough, but there's a lot of unaccompanied minors as well, waiting to kind of just get over to their families in the UK. They have family in the UK, but they're not being let through. And because the French authorities don't want them there, and the English aren't taking them, they're kind of in this horrible limbo land where they're not safe, basically. And the work of Help Refugees, one of the charities, I mean, there are lots of charities, and they're all kind of working together. I was specifically involved with Help Refugees, but they're doing amazing work there, and going out and, you know, doing food donations and handing out blankets and clothing and hygiene packs. But they are very under threat from the police, because the police don't want them there. So they're being pepper sprayed, and they're having their phones confiscated off them, and they're being threatened. It's quite horrible, really.
It sounds horrific. And
yeah,
the really worrying thing, I suppose, is that the French police are basically, for political reasons, are attacking people who are just trying to help,
exactly.
As well as the harassment that they're you know, given to the refugees themselves as well. So even people just going trying to help,
volunteers are being treated as criminals.
They're
being stopped, their distributions are being stopped, and, you know, all that they want to do is try and help, you know, these poor people that all, you know, they need to, that want to go and find their families, basically.
Right. And they're people that have been displaced by war and really horrific things to begin
with.
So
all the way from
them through
Afghanistan and Syria, and they finally got to the border, and
and
they're
stopped
trapped
there.
So,
and they're just trapped in this political game between, you know, different European countries that don't want to deal with the problem. And, you know, it seems at the moment politically very unpopular just to say, hey, let's help refugees. But it's got to be done. I mean, it's not an option, is it? There are people that need help. Why are we not helping more?
Seems to have, like, disappeared from the media. Like, obviously, like I said before, when the jungle was at its height, it was in the media all the time. But now we've moved on to other things. Brexit and Donald Trump and our general election have taken over, but this is still an ongoing problem. So I think
it's just
really important to make sure that people still know that there are people in need out
there. That's it. The news cycle moves on, but everyone's still got to live.
I think that the government's just got to make provision to care for all people, you know, domestic and from elsewhere in the world. And I just hope that, regardless of the results of this coming general election, that we do make significant steps towards that. And if the government aren't doing it, I think that it's a wonderful thing that people like you are.
Yeah, but also that how, you know, like I said earlier again, that, you know, when we made this idea, me and the girls, Lucy and Faith, but then when we told people about it, everyone was so keen to get involved and to help as well. So people do want to help. It's just that maybe they didn't realise that there was need for help
in
the first place or something. I don't know.
And if you're listening to this and wondering, how you can help, what, you know, when you're not happy that it's politically unpopular at the moment, perhaps, to help refugees, and to, you know, to not be against doing that. And if you're for that, take a look at the link that we've included on the podcast, just below where you clicked on to listen.
Yeah, donations are still open, I think, until, I think it's June the 25th, and you still are in for a chance to win a raffle prize if you donate.
Mate, there's some amazing prizes in there. You've got to believe this. There's a lot of, I mean, some of them are Bristol based, so if you're in Bristol listening to this, there's a lot of nice things you can win. You can win a haircut from Shan Barber, which is currently being sported by our very own James Graham. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, he is looking slick and fit in his new Shan Barber haircut.
We'll be uploading a picture of him onto the PFR social media so you can see the kind of haircut that you might win.
The PFR have also donated a bundle of zines and CDs.
Brilliant.
And yeah.
Yeah, a lot
and
of good PFR stuff
also,
to win.
There's also some music. Musicians have donated. So there's a music bundle of amazing original music. And there is a beautiful cape made by Lucy, and a headpiece, and a kimono, and a jumper, and lunch for two.
Unique things you can win, ladies and gentlemen, and
tickets.
Help out at the same time. So get yourself a raffle ticket. Like I say, the link is on the podcast. Have a look at that. Available till the 25th of June. So right up to then, you can buy tickets, help out, maybe win yourself something real nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's been such a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much, Alva.
Cheers, mate.
This is a track from Plume of Feathers called First Date.
My teeth quite sat on my phone, it's getting warm. Stayed out the door, could I get another one? I'll be half cut if I get another one. Pretend I've had all the bands and the flyers. This club's always too badly dressed to get into. When I was 21, your hair says I'm not 21. Though I will go out if she doesn't show up. Though I will go out if she doesn't show up. She doesn't show up. Not for the faint, for broken heart and auditioning an interview played cool at the start. An open invitation to cop crew rejection. Whatever you do, don't mention your ex. Though we'll go out if she doesn't show up. Though I will go out if she doesn't show up. I'll go out if she doesn't show up. Though I will go out if she doesn't show up. Doesn't show up. Though I will go away if she doesn't show up. Though I will go away if she doesn't show up. Though I will go away if she doesn't show up. Though I will go away.
Me and my brother against my cousin. Me and my cousin against the stranger. Me and the stranger against the foreigner. Me and the foreigner against invading aliens. Our new neighbors call us aliens. As if we're not even Homo sapien. Like we don't deserve that same designation. I think that's exceedingly dangerous for everyone. Because any wild behavior is permissible if your enemy is less than human. That's dangerous for us and troubling for them, and that's us all back to the same old us and them yet again. Humans are so complex. So we try to break things down to brass tacks, only to make some sense of this morass, this beautiful and dangerous world we've inherited and which we are creating. And we draw lines across mountains like we own them. A world of infinite possibilities and finite resources, so I suppose that's why we're still fighting. Well, I'm not giving up on anyone I love. Do you want to try it?
I'll do whatever it takes to save them. Now step up and tell me if you'd do any different in the same situation. I've heard it said that we borrow the planet from our children, but I see that we ruin it just trying to make it better for them, because we turn the whole thing into a childish competition for a parent's love, which we seem to believe is dwindling. And if we ever do meet real aliens, celestial beings of superior intelligence, we'll probably find a way to war with them. Do you really think I'm an alien from Mars? Well, stare at the faintest star, Earthling, and imagine how tiny you are.
This is the PFR Podcast,
the People's Front Room Collective.
That was Vienna Ditto with their song Liar Liar. They're a band who are going to be joining us for Stan and Calling Festival at the People's Front Room. I'm really looking forward to meeting them and hearing them play. They've got a really cool sound. I think they're from Basingstoke. So
blazing Stoke.
Amazing Stoke.
Ooh. We've got a one up me, haven't you, sir?
And the band before that, Plume of Feathers.
Yeah, Plume of Feathers is a project started by my man Paul. Shout out, Paul T! And it's kind of a whole album written around the closing of pubs and the pub trade, kind of decline of the pub trade and the decline of the pub as a sort of community centre, as it has been traditionally in Britain. And it's named after a particular pub in Bristol. It was in Hotwells called Plume of Feathers.
Nice.
And it shut down. I think it was 2013 it shut down after it had been open for, I don't know how long. I think it was over 200 years.
Wow.
It opened, yeah. And it shut down. So there's a lot of... the album kind of deals with things that happen in pubs. So that song's called First Date.
Nice.
And so there's others where it's, you know, people that go to the pub sort of every day or very regularly. And then there's other bits which are about, you know, with... like an interview with a landlord over music, where the landlord's talking about how difficult it is to run a pub these days and keep them going, and it's kind of the reasons why it's so hard to do that now, and, you know, the change in culture and people
Absolutely.
Don't go to the pub as much, that kind of thing. It's really interesting project by my mate Paul, so check that out, everyone. Plume of Feathers, and they've also got some newer stuff available, but I really like that first album as well.
Mm. This next track we've got is by a good friend of ours, Kat Brooks.
Kat Brooks, shout out Kat.
She goes by the name of Fancy Jasper on this EP, and the title of the track is Breathe.
I breathe a breath of air into your empty lungs and put a vision into your eyes behind closed lids. I breathe a breath of air into your empty lungs and put a vision into your eyes behind closed lids.
Your conscious being is
So that was our wonderful friend Kat Brooks playing with our other wonderful friend, Mr. Edward Chilvers, or sometimes as he's known, Eddie.
Eddie C on the bass. So yeah. Big shout out to Kat and Eddie and the band Fancy Jasper.
Saw her last week at Common People.
So the festival season kicked off in earnest last week. Common People. Sadly, I wasn't there, but gladly Tom was. How was it?
Yeah, it was great fun. It was great fun. Down in Southampton, we had about 20 or 30 musicians there over the Saturday and the Sunday. Some great music. We were kind of means testing all of the gear, if you know what I mean. You know, it's a bit of a warm-up festival for us in a sense because it's the first one of the season, so
yeah.
Ironing out any creases in the PA systems and the mixing and the engineering side of things, and everyone just getting back into their flow, which is really nice to see.
Yeah, excellent stuff. So I'm sure you had a lot of good performances and good jams, and that's some new people involved as well, I think.
Yeah, we had a few new people who did really well. Yeah, we did some great jams, and we stayed up long into the evening talking about life and shit.
Oh dear, staying up late. That's what it's all about.
Well, I just wanted to say a massive thank you again to Alba. Yes, I thought it was really inspiring, her conversation about the night that she did to raise money for refugees. They've raised £784 so far, and they really want to get it up to a grand. So the raffle's open till the 26th of June.
Don't forget to include your email address if you buy a ticket, so that the organisers can get in touch with you if you win. They're going to make the draw just after the 26th of June. So the important date to remember, last date you can buy a ticket is 26th of June 2017. So if you buy a ticket before then, make sure to include your email address, and they'll get in touch with you if you're a lucky winner. And the link again is on the podcast, so wherever you've clicked play to listen to us, just below there'll be a link, which is where you can get a raffle ticket.
There's loads of amazing prizes, including a print from the wonderful Brooke Tate. Big up Brooke, he's such a nice guy. That's about it from us this evening. Afternoon, morning. So
day. This day in the past, which you're listening to in the future, ladies and gentlemen, which is actually for you, ironically, the present. Oh, it's almost like time's all happening at once. And tenses are meaningless.
I wholeheartedly agree. Thanks to everyone who's been involved for making this wonderful thing happen. It's been a real pleasure as usual, and we're going to leave you on a number by
Faint Wild Light, or as I know him, Gins. He is an old mate of mine. Made some music with him a few years back, and he made a lot of breakbeat and kind of hip hop records and a lot of dance stuff, and has really got really well known for that. And then suddenly decided he was going to make kind of a singer-songwriter style kind of folk album. So it was a bit of a left field choice for him, if you were looking from the outside. But knowing him as I do, and knowing the kind of things he likes, I wasn't that surprised. And he came up with a great album. I think one of the reviews said it sounds like a 60s folk rock album made by a 90s hip-hop producer, which isn't far off, to be fair. It sounds absolutely lush, and the song we're going to play you has got a really good video as well, which you can find on Vimeo. So the album is Faint Wild Light, and the song is called Debris.
Race around the night, it's torn to shreds, the light, blood red of summer. Sleepwalking like footsteps in summer.